Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 26. And the episode title is called Dreaming. Just like the old Disney song, a dream is a wish your heart makes. And of course, me being a hopeless romantic, of course, I dream of having a future wife and seeing her walk down the aisle. I have a dream home. Funny thing is, like, I always dreamed of going to the NBA, like, and playing basketball, of course. But I have this big NBA basketball card collection. And, like, on it, well, my first book that I have is, like, a picture. And I always consider it, like, my dream house. So, and I still have that collection. I got, like, three or four books now. And I still have my first book with that picture on it. It's just a reminder, like, of course, I feel like one day I'm going to get that house or get it built, because I would love to get a house built. But, of course, I have that dream family. I know everything's not going to be perfect, but I think as long as it's perfect for me. And, of course, I dream of a love that's everlasting and, like, just special, according to what I think it is. Whatever in my heart desire, I love that makes you want to sing, because I tend to daydream a lot. Some people call it zoning out. I tend to daydream a lot, and I dream of these things many times, like many things that I believe in or I want to happen. Like I'll just picture it and just zone out, and I've been like that since I was a kid, like. Because I always had big dreams, and I feel like you shouldn't let anybody take your dreams away. Because then what are you dreaming for? Like, what is the point of all of this? Yeah, you got to start somewhere. And not everything is going to be given to you, so you got to apply yourself. And I think dreaming, like, it deals with a lot of faith, like, with kids, we got more of imagination, so our dreams can expand to many different possibilities to us. And of course, when we grow up, we kind of lose that. So we lose our childlike faith and belief in these things. Like, some people are like, oh, maybe, like, now you're being more realistic. Like, whatever you dream that you have, it's attainable. You have to stay focused and actually put in the work to get to these things. Like, well, cause I probably could have made it. If I stayed to it, I feel like if I stayed in the same neighborhood that I did stay in, maybe not, but you can't look back on the past. And I've been talking about that recently, but sometimes you got to look back on the past to realize where you're going and where you need to be. So, because you don't want to be back to where you was. So, it's cool to take a trip down memory lane here and there and stuff. Just don't take too many trips down. And you can be like Alice in Wonderland. But I think dreaming is a beautiful thing. Because, like, there's different things that people want to do in life. And different jobs, of course, that apply to those dreams. You got to apply yourself, of course. There's many people that can teach you along the way and help you, because you're always a student. I feel like you're always a student when it comes to life and just having a dream in general, because sometimes people's dreams align with others. And of course, don't be a follower and be like, oh yeah, this person's doing that, so I feel like I have to do that. So don't dream hop, I guess, if that's the thing. Because what someone else wants to do might not be something you want to do. And you have to picture this thing. Of course, it's cool to daydream and stuff, but you have to visualize these things that you want to have in your life, according to your life. Like, is weighed heavy on you daily. especially me, like I think about these things a lot. That's why I like daydream and stuff. And probably why I'm an artist anyway, because I can visualize a lot of things. So I apply that a lot, especially when I'm designing. I believe in a lot of things like this. This is the Space Ranger Gaming shirt. And a lot of people, well, most of the members have the shirts already, but it's just a big thing. Like when I'm putting my all into something, I can already picture it. So that dream is bigger than, or that idea is bigger than what it is to me, what I feel like. And I think people get misconstrued with dreaming and like, dreaming, I guess, overthinking, because you can it's really do what your mind say. You can think these things and be like, oh yeah, I want to do that, and then it's like it's always back in your mind, oh, what if, like, wait, I don't know if I could do that, I don't know if I could do this, and it's you start to self-doubt. So maybe, so like overthinking kind of counteracts your belief in yourself. So in order for you to dream, and it kills your imagination and kills whatever skills that you were trying to apply to that dream to get to that actualization of it. So when it comes to dreaming, I feel like it starts with you, but you have to believe in what you think and what you picture. So you got to be a visionary in the process. Really, you gotta apply all type different types of jobs, because you're a sculptor. You have to paint the picture. I think that's why I became an artist anyway, because I dream a lot. So you gotta sculpt that dream. You gotta build onto that dream. Sometimes you gotta chisel off things that get in the way of that dream, and not everybody, I guess, can get that reference or type of metaphor in the way of my explaining. But nothing should hold you back from your dreams, and you shouldn't be holding yourself back. There are many people that have let their dreams die based off what's going up in here, what's going on in their head, because they let somebody get in their head, and someone else's doubt of them, doubt who they was. So I feel like, especially with dreaming, you have the tools just like anyone else. It's just what you do with them. 'Cause everybody probably is lost. You're like, okay, I got a dream, so like how can I get there? How can I make it a reality? Because then it's just an idea that's sitting there for what? Just for you to just think about, like, oh, I'm just gonna remember. Yeah, I thought about doing that one time. No, like, it's not, you shouldn't be sitting there reminiscing on things that you could have did or could have done. Like, living the now, do as much as you can to get to that dream. That's why we set goals. You set goals. We've been taught this in school. You set short-term goals. You set lifetime goals. I mean, short-term goals and long-term goals. And just like in those questions too, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? So on and so forth. So the blueprint was laid out for us to dream big. It's, even in whatever household you grew up in, you like, hopefully that whatever that family you were living with, they didn't kill your dream, and hopefully you didn't allow them to kill your dream, even if they did try. So I feel like you just continue dreaming, and whatever possibilities, and just make sure it's the best outcome for you and not someone else. Because we can allow people to be the captains of our own ships, and we're just like the first mate, or even the person that's just cleaning the ship. Like, so you just allow someone to take control of your life. Now they have the steering wheel, and you're not even riding shotgun at this point, because you're letting other people get in your way constantly and constantly. So like, you're no longer dreaming anymore at this point. It's just you're just living a nightmare because you allow people to stop your growth, and stop you on your path to where you was trying to achieve your greatness. Because that's all about dreaming. You have to look at the bigger picture. Like, that's why vision boards are very important. You got to keep track of what you're doing as well, because your progress matters. Like, even as minor progress, you're doing something. You're not allowing your dream to die. So I'm gonna continue to do as best as I can with my dream, of course, and not giving up this time, because I really believe in my podcast. I believe so. I still believe in my clothing company as well. You see, I still design. I just keep showing the shirt off, but I feel like one business is going to build up another business, and I'm gonna just have a lot of wealth, and it's gonna lead to generational wealth, because like I said, I believe in that, having that family, and I'm gonna have that family. I believe it. I really truly believe it, and of course, I'm gonna have that wife that I want to have. So, what do you feel like you're doing? What you need to do to get to these dreams that you this dream, this big dream that you have? Do you feel like you're doing whatever you need to get there? Because if you don't have these steps in line, you're just at this point, you're on the escalator, and you're either going up or you're going down. And most of the time, these things are continuous and they're very slow. They're not like regular stairs. You can just go up and go back down. So your dreams end up being at a standstill or put on hold, really. Your dreams are in limbo. Like, oh, I could have did this. Maybe I would be where I need to be right now. And I thought about that plenty of times too, but I don't let it hold me back. And I will be very honest. Lately, sometimes doing the podcast, I'm just trying to figure out what is the right day to do it. Start doing it again, because I've been behind. I'm trying to catch up when doing episodes, because there's been weeks that I have done two episodes in a week. So, and I'm trying not to do that. So I'm trying to, hopefully I'm right on schedule now. That's fixed. But I got so many things I want to do. So it's like, I have a lot going on, and it would have been times where some things have taken a back burner. I wasn't uploading, I wasn't streaming, I wasn't writing sometimes, like, because in my mind I didn't want to rush things, so it wouldn't make sense in my book that I'm writing. So, but when I actually read it, like, I read it to my best friend, I read it to my sister, and I read it to like my family that I have from work. Like, it really started to make sense to me, and I can actually picture it. So, like, that's it. Like, I used to like reading. I used to couldn't stand reading in class. Like, I could read correctly, and I never was like shy when it came to reading, because I never was one of those kids like stuttering when it came to reading class. Even though people thought I was, like, they were just surprised. They were like, oh, thought he was gonna be one of the ones that stuttered. No, never that. And I always liked reading when I was at home. Let me put that in perspective, because I really pictured things. So I was meant to be an artist regardless, but with my book that I'm writing, you can really put, it's not gonna be a picture book or nothing like that, but you can really picture it most of the time when I'm writing, and when you hear the words when they're read, or when you read it, of course, you can picture, you can place the setting, you can get an idea of the characters' personalities and so forth. So, and maybe as a kid, I did dream about being a writer. And nowadays, I just feel like I'm probably going to be a New York bestseller, because that's how I feel. I believe in that book. Like, I have a big dream about that book, and I'm doing as much as I can to put that vision. To the big screen, forward, and then some, because I really feel like it's going to happen, and it's going to surprise a lot of people, because they're like, "Wait, I went to school with him. I didn't expect that." And with dreaming as well, I feel like you should get out your comfort zone with certain things. Like, nothing is off limits, and it shouldn't be that way, because you don't know what you're capable of most of the time. And some people feel like they know you and they don't. And they're like, "Oh, wait, why is he doing that? That don't make sense." It don't have to make sense to you. It's not for you. It's meant for me. What's meant for me is not supposed to be meant for you. So I shouldn't have to change who I am or what I'm doing because what do you feel? What you feel like? How can I? I shouldn't care what you feel like. Like, for real. That's what it is. Like, a lot of people care about what other people think and what other people are doing. I've been one of those people. Like, I've cared about what a lot of people think. Like, 'cause I know how I view myself, but it's like people will always view you wrong or just view you in a bad light. So, and that gets tiring and irritating. So, it's just how you carry yourself and how you view yourself. 'Cause you're the one doing this, the dreaming. You already know what you want to achieve. Just prove the people wrong. Don't put your dreams on the back burner. Don't put yourself on the back burner. Push yourself forward so you can succeed in life and whatever dream that you want to achieve. Claim it, walk in your purpose, because that dream, as long as that dream aligns with your purpose, that's another thing too. You should be A-okay. It's gonna get tough. It's gonna get tough. That's why I've had podcasts like this and different things to motivate you. As long as you have people around you motivating you as well, in similar ways. So continue believing in your dreams. Continue believing in yourself. Continue believing in love. Continue to believe in happiness, especially happy endings. Continue to believe in fairy tales, because you could end up creating a fairy tale or creating a world someone could take a journey to, whether it's a book, play, movie, or TV show. It all started with a dream. And it matters what you do with it and how you get there. So definitely continue to live your best life for you, so you know what you're doing. And apply it. Don't just say it. Do it. Nike made that slogan for a reason. But, this has been Air Brand Podcast. Hopefully I inspired somebody today. Of course, you can follow me on Instagram, JR to the Throne. TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. My clothing business is called airdesigns.com. You can follow me on YouTube, Air Gaming, 90210 Gaming, Space Ranger Gaming, and also check out the Root podcast, Blurred and Beyond. Y'all go out there and achieve greatness, and don't let nothing hold you back.